भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, entitled Mother Parvati Curses, Chitraketu, text number 21. Somebody's been drinking my water.
Ekaha,
ekaha,
srijati,
srijati,
bhutani,
bhutani,
bhagavan,
bhagavan,
atmamayaya,
atmamayaya,
esha,
esha,
bandham,
bandham,
cha,
cha,
moksham,
moksham,
cha,
cha,
sukham,
sukham,
dukham,
dukha,
cha, Nishkalaha,
Nishkalaha,
Eka Srijati Bhutani,
Eka Srijati Bhutani,
Bhagavan Atma Mayaya,
Bhagavan Atma Mayaya,
Esham Bandham Cha Moksham Cha,
Esham Bandham Cha Moksham Cha,
Sukham Dukham Cha Nishkalaha, Srijati,
Srijati,
Kriya,
Kriya,
Bhutani,
Bhutani,
Iterinti Vareta Desirive,
Iterinti Vareta Desirive,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Dio Persona Suprema,
Dio Persona Suprema,
Atma Mayaya,
Atma Mayaya,
con le sue personali potenze,
con le sue personali potenze,
Esha,
di tutte le anime condizionate.
Tutte le anime condizionate.
Bandham.
Bandham.
La vita condizionata.
La vita condizionata.
Cha.
Cha.
Moksham.
Moksham.
La vita liberata.
La vita liberata.
Cha.
Cha.
Anche.
Anche.
Sukham.
Sukham.
Felicità.
Felicità.
Dukham.
Dukham.
Dolore.
Dolore.
Cha,
cha,
e,
nishkalaha,
nishkalaha,
non colpito dalle influenze materiali,
non colpito dalle influenze materiali.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, unaffected by the conditions of the material world. He creates all the conditioned souls by his own personal potency. Because of being contaminated by the material energy, the living entity is put into ignorance and thus into different conditions of bondage. Sometimes by knowledge, the living entity is given liberation. In Satvaguna and Rajaguna, he is subjected to happiness and distress. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The question may be raised why the living entities are situated in different conditions. And who has arranged this? The answer is that it has been done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead without anyone's help. The Lord has His own energies, Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate, and one of them, namely the external energy, creates the material world and the varieties of happiness and distress for the conditioned souls under the supervision of the Lord. The material world consists of three modes of material nature, sattaguna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. By sattaguna, the Lord maintains the material world. By rajaguna, He creates it. And by tamaguna, He annihilates it. After the varieties of living entities are created, they are subject to happiness and distress according to their association. When they are in sattvaguna, the mode of goodness, they feel happiness. When in rajaguna, they are distressed. And when in tamaguna, they have no sense of what to do or what is right and wrong. Eko Bahusham. Originally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was one, and by His own desire, He has become many. He has become many so that He can enjoy loving relationships with His parts and parcels. In order to enjoy loving relationships, He has created these parts and parcels with independence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Swarat, or fully independent, and He has given minute independence to the conditioned souls. We become conditioned by the material energy when we choose to desire independently of the will of the Lord. In the spiritual world, the souls are conditioned by the superior para prakriti, and they are also enjoying in relationship with the Lord. They have chosen to do so. But when by some unknown, for some unknown reason, the conditioned soul decides to enjoy or desire independently of the Lord, immediately he is put in the apara prakriti, into the material energy. Krishna bahir mukha bolavan chakare nikatastha mayathare japatiya dhare. Immediately we try to do something Krishna bahir mukha, externally or away from Krishna, then japatiya dhare, we are slapped down into the material world. It happens immediately. So this material world is created by Krishna. It is only one quarter, ekapad vibhuti, one quarter of the creation. And it is meant for those souls who want to enjoy independently. It is designed specifically for that purpose. It is an illusion because, technically speaking, we cannot enjoy independently of the Lord. We are part of Krishna, and our very nature, our self-interest, is to love Krishna. Therefore, it is stated in the Shastra, yatha toro mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskandra bujo pashakaha. Just like you pour water on the root of the tree, or you feed, you put food in the stomach, in the same way, pranopaharaccha yathendriyana, tathayava sarvahanam achutaja, in the same way, the conditioned souls are meant to serve Krishna, and by doing so, they will achieve all perfection, all happiness, because just like you pour water on the roots, everything is achieved. You feed food to the stomach, the whole body is nourished, and similarly, by serving Krishna, perfect happiness is achieved. Krishna is the supreme controller, and even in this material world, we are under his control. It is not that only in the spiritual world we are under Krishna's control, but here we have our own world where we can become God. No, not like that. Not a blade of grass can move without Krishna's sanction. He is Anumanta and Upadrashta. He is the overseer and the permitter in every activity. But it is we, in our minds, who think that we are independent of Krishna. Just like the fingernail, it is attached to the body, it is growing because of the body, but if you cut it, there is no feeling there. Similarly, we are always connected to Krishna. We can never separate ourselves from Krishna. He is the root of everything and everyone. But by our consciousness, we have made ourselves dead to Krishna. Everything is due to our consciousness, our desire. In order to reestablish ourselves in the kingdom of God, in order to reawaken our dormant love for Krishna, there is nothing extraneous needed. We simply have to purify our consciousness. So, natat samaschabhyadikas chadrushyate, natasya kayam karanam chavidyate, parasya shaktaiva vidaiva shruyate svabhaviki jnana balapriya cha. The Supreme Lord ultimately has no obligation, he has no work to do, he's not bound by any duties. Natat samas, sama, there's nobody equal to him, there's nobody comparable to him. He is one without a second. He is described asamurdva, ashama, no one equal, and urdva, no one greater than him. So, it is our experience that anybody in the material world who is the top person in charge of anything that has been well organized, generally he has nothing to do. This was my experience. He's a 1 minute manager, right? If you're from this zone, for many, many years, I'm sure all of you read in 1 minute manager and the 1 minute in three or four books, right? You read those books 1 minute? I think it was prescribed reading at one time. So, anyway, Krishna doesn't even need 1 minute. But it has been my experience personally in visiting very big, big industrialists in India. They generally have nothing to do. Mr. Birla, he goes to his office in the morning and his desk is completely clean. He has no work to do And yet, at the same time, he is managing a huge empire with many, many, many factories. He comes in at 8 o'clock every day. At 8:05, his secretary brings him 3 letters to sign, and the rest of the day, he simply relaxes. Actually, these people are so expert at managing. They know exactly how to identify the symptoms of mismanagement and how to correct it. They have so many demigods or assistants to help them in their management. So I remember the rumors about Mr. Birla, that whenever he would go to one of his big factories, the first place he would go to would be the workers' bathroom to see if it was clean. From that he could understand the mentality of the managers and the condition of the rest of the factory. In that way he knew all the tricks. And by a minimum amount of effort, he could manage a huge empire. So Lord Krishna, he knows all the tricks. In fact, he knows how to be simultaneously present everywhere at every moment, and yet at the same time be completely aloof. He is known as Adhoksaja, or transcendental to the modes of material nature. This arrangement that he has made here in this material world is such that all the living beings are engaged in traveling from one body to another, trying to fulfill their material desires. Brahmanda Brahmite. They are wandering from one planet to another, from one body to another, experiencing different kinds of sense gratification. But Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, when they become fortunate, when they come to the human form of life, and they become fortunate to acquire the association of saintly persons, Guru Krishna Kripapai, Bhakti Lata Bij, they get an opportunity to associate with Krishna's devotees, and by such association they are able to understand their relationship with Krishna. The material world is such that even the demigods in heaven, they do not get the opportunity which is available to the human beings. Although they are very, very intelligent, and although they live for a very long time, but because they are surrounded by material opulence, they become bewildered. Bhogaisvarya prasaktanam taya paritya chetasam. Material opulence tends to bewilder the mind, and one thinks, I don't need God. I have everything, and everything I need I can make in my factory. In our present civilization, we see that people are concentrating on creating material facilities, material opulence. There is no time for spiritual life. People are completely bound up by the modes of material nature, and their material desires are endless. And they don't notice that they're constantly being pricked with the trishul of Durga Devi. Each one of the prongs or forks of the trishul represents the material miseries adhidaivikalibhautik adhyatmik klesha. Misery is caused by material nature, misery is caused by the different demigods, you can say, in the form of wind and rain and sun, etc., extreme problems. Misery is caused by other living beings, including germs and humans, and whatever, mosquitoes. There's so many other living beings who cause us misery. And misery is caused by the infirmity of my own body, weak kidney, weak blood, weak heart, everything. There are so many, you all know, there are so many miseries of the body. But the illusion of the material world is such that even though we are suffering, we think we are enjoying. Just like a man who gets intoxicated and his mind becomes very dull, and even though he's ruining his health, even though he's fighting with his friends over the beautiful girl, and even though he wakes up in the morning with a big headache and a black eye, still he thinks, I'm enjoying life. He wakes up on Sunday morning and he thinks, boy, I sure had a good time last night. I spent a lot of money. I really got drunk and I had fun. I don't remember much what happened, but and at every moment, people are being kicked by material nature. Their time of life is flying away. From what little Latin I can remember, tempus fugit. Time flies away. Ayurarati vaitrinsam udyanastam chayan asau. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day is lost, and we spend our valuable time simply in illusion. In Bengali, there is a saying, gutte pore gobar hase. This means, gutte pore, the ladies in the morning, they make with straw and cow dung, they make one pancake, one pizza. And they put it on the wall to dry in the sun. And they're cooking for their family the morning breakfast. So they have a little fire going. So they use, the fuel they use is this mixture of straw and cow dung. It's a very clean fuel, and it doesn't cost anything. The cows give freely. So they have taken one dry cow dung pizza and they put it into the fire. So gutte pore gobar hase. Gutte pore. One cow dung is being put into the fire and the other cow dung is sitting on the wall and he's having sun bath. I mean, that's just like if you go to the beach and have sunbath. So he's having a nice sunbath. So he's laughing at the other cow dung pizza and saying, ah, ha, ha, he's burning and I'm having nice sunbath. But he doesn't realize that very soon he will dry out and the lady will take him down from the wall and put him in the fire. So, in the material world, according to Karmana Daivanetrena, according to this part and parcel, it is endemic, you cannot avoid happiness and you cannot avoid distress. But foolishly, in ignorance, we think that if we work like donkeys, then we can increase our quantity of happiness and diminish our quantity of suffering. And by working in that way, we break the laws of God, and we act in the mode of passion, we act in the mode of ignorance, and there are different reactions. In such a condition, we lose perspective of, or we lose the power of discrimination to understand what is right and what is wrong. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janan navidur asura nashocham apichacharo neteshu satyam vidyate. The demons, they do not know what is right and what is wrong. They have no good habits at all because they have lost the power of discrimination. Asatyam apratishtam te. They think that this material world has no pratishta, no foundation. It is simply based on sex life and enjoying sense gratification. They sometimes think the material world has no creator, it is just a dream, and they are very expert in enjoying the dream. But unfortunately, they are forced. Krishna says, apraphyamam nivartante mritu samsara vartmani. They are put back into this repeated cycle of birth and death, and they are forced to go through the miseries of material existence again and again. So it's only when we choose, we have the choice, and of our own volition, our own choice, we must choose to act in the mode of goodness in Krishna's service. We have to give up our sinful habits, tasmat tvam indriyani adau niyamya bharatarshava. We have to give up our sinful habits and we have to engage in Krishna's service. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We have to follow in the footsteps of the great devotees of the Lord. By such process we can mitigate all of our suffering. We can actually become happy even in this material world, and at the end we can go back to Krishna and never return. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, unaffected by the conditions of the material world. He creates all the conditioned souls by his own personal potency. Because of being contaminated by the material energy, the living entity is put into ignorance and thus into different conditions of bondage. Sometimes by knowledge the living entity is given liberation. In Satagun and Rajagun he is subjected to happiness and distress. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
So, we understand that the best, therefore, manager is that the one who delegates most of the responsibilities of administration, then he dedicates the rest of the time in preaching. But we have two other also cases, which of like that, which is the best from those two. Like some devotees who they have a great propensity of managing, therefore either they delegate all the responsibilities and everything, and then they are not engaged, are being able to preach afterwards. Or, in order to be always engaged, they manage, they do everything themselves, and therefore, you know, they don't grow up, the devotees around themselves grow. So, from these two cases, the one who delegates, but then is unable to, you know, do other preaching, so he's unengaged. Or the one who does everything himself, all the managerial administration, himself or decision making, doing everything himself in order to be engaged. In this way he doesn't allow others to So from this case,
what can we do?
Yes.
We can follow the third case. Obviously, in this Kali Yuga, all of our qualities are mixed up. Although it is said in Shastra, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, everyone is born Shudra. However, Srila Prabhupada also commented that when Parashuram chased, actually killed many generations of Kshatriyas in India, and practically they all ran away from India. And then they all came to Italy. The Western world. At least the Western world. So Prabhupada mentioned in one lecture that as far as he could see, we were the descendants of those Kshatriyas. Therefore, we're very fond of making war and politics. But unfortunately, we're also born without any training, or in other words, we're born with the qualities of Shudra. And in ISKCON, we're trying to create a society of Brahmanas, and our biggest problem is we have no Vaishyas. So all the things are mixed up, confused, wonderfully. But the bottom line is, if we just chant Hare Krishna, then in the middle of all this confusion, we can be happy. And that's what counts. Any other sagacious questions? Well, just imagine. You're in a temple where the president is friendly with all the devotees.
Immagina di essere in un tempio dove il presidente è amichevole con tutti i devoti.
He knows perfectly how to engage everyone in the right service. He has been in the temple for the last, he has been the president for the last 15 years. There is very good Sankirtan and there is a lot of facility for preaching. There is lots of Lakshmi and the deities are worshipped very beautifully. There is very delicious prasadam and everything is organized very nicely. But still, somehow or other, somebody wants to go and open his own temple. Does it ever happen? So, somehow we wanted to open our own world. Why? I don't know. But we have to judge by the result. Here we are. What to do? So this is the best explanation here. If you've got a better one, tell me about it, and we'll take up that one. But Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai!
Bhagavatam Ki Jai!